get over me.
Alright, there's no 37. Alright, 37 is 25. Penises.
You get one more, and that is it.
37 penises. That was invented in the last 25 years.
Yep.
Indeed.
Before that, it was just a myth.
Now it's a legend.
Please be advised that the taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. I am here, as always, with Leaper, Stefan, and Tyler. What is up?
How's it going?
Hey.
Howdy.
How's your guys' week been?
It's good. I saw The Expendables just before I came here.
Great movie.
That was pretty good. That was what you expect from a movie like that.
Yeah.
Anyone see Scott Pilgrim?
No.
No.
Why would you go see that?
People have said it's pretty good, though.
Yeah, I've actually wanted to see it. Give me shit. I don't care.
All right.
I'm out.
Faggot. I know Austin went and saw it, and he wasn't impressed with it.
Well, what? When does Austin actually like anything?
Oh, he likes plenty.
What do you mean?
You can find something to complain about anything.
Just sandbag you there. How you like it?
Feels like good.
Wham.
Kind of kinky.
Wham, right in the face. I haven't used that sound effect in a long time.
I listened to the podcast last week, and I noticed you kind of contradicted yourself, Matt.
How did I contradict myself?
You know when we were having like a debate of whether to have everything in one, kind of like the phone, your iPod, and all that business, and you said you're all for it, and Tyler and I were kind of like,
Okay.
Well, towards the end of the podcast, we talked about how zombies is going to be in Call of Duty, and you're like, I got my zombie game. Left 4 Dead, and I don't really need it in there.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you say that's kind of like the same thing?
No, because I think the people that make just zombie games make them a lot better than a shooter that puts in a zombie version.
You'd be quite surprised, my friend.
I don't know. I heard this thing's a hit.
I just think a Left 4 Dead's quite a lot better than just shooting zombies.
It really wasn't.
Have you played Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
Left 4 Dead's amazing. I will put Left 4 Dead up against any zombie shooter you have.
It's amazing, but how many weapon selections do you get?
A ton.
You get a shotgun.
You get a shotgun, a semi-automatic, a sniper rifle, a pump action shotgun, you get pistols, you get melee weapons, you get axes, chainsaws, baseball bats.
You get
boomer bio grenades, you get time grenades, you get what the fuck else do you get? You get Molotov cocktails. How's that not enough weapons?
Yeah, but all it is, it's like, okay, you got the mini version of you got SMGs, you got a shotgun, then you got an automatic shotgun, and then you got an M16. And then, as far as this Modern Warfare one goes, you got, railguns, sniper rifles, you got power-ups, you got every grenade that's in the game.
First
you got
of all, power-ups in a zombie game? Come on.
Yeah.
How do you know you don't like it until you try it?
That's true. I haven't tried it, but I am willing to bet.
I probably contradicted myself in saying that it was better. It's probably
I don't
not
know.
Better,
there's
but it's
a lot of people
fun.
That like this Call of Duty thing.
And there's a lot more people that like Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, the
and
zombies that, on.
I will put
World
Left 4 Dead,
War
which
was,
is a dedicated zombie like game, up against a zombie version of a shooter.
My point though is why shouldn't it be cool that a zombie version is implemented in the game, though. You made it sound
if I get something,
really
I want it done perfect.
Have you played Zombie Killer in Saints Row yet?
Saints Row? I did actually play Zombie Killer in Saints Row. It was okay.
Yeah. And I guarantee you they weren't going for a Zombie Killer game when they made that
I
game.
Played it because you have to play fucking mini-games in that game.
So yeah. Would you say, like, the Infection in Halo shouldn't be there because it's not perfect?
Infection's fine, but at the same point, you know, if it's not in there, I don't think I'm going to be upset.
Hmm. Alright. I just want to pick your brain on that one.
Yeah.
I think if you have the opportunity to have all these different like modes in a game, even if they aren't great, I like that. So I mean, I like variety and stuff like that, kind of like, you know, Slayer and this gets boring, but if you get like a zombie mode, I actually really wanted to play the one in Call of Duty for how much Austin said it was awesome and amazing, et cetera, and Leaper says he likes it, Tally said it was pretty cool.
Well, what's really fun about it, too, it's not really going out finding zombies and killing them. It's actually you're like
bunkered. You're in like you got your own little setup and you're trying to guard against like a horde type zombies type
thing. So it's more. I guess it's more of a standstill, trying to make sure no zombies get in, than it is kind of a run around killing zombies.
Yeah. Well, it's like Night of the Living Dead.
Even in Left 4 Dead, you're not necessarily searching for zombies.
True.
You're trying to get from one point to the other without dying from zombies.
But I can't tell you how many times I've played that game and just be like, how awesome would it be just be able to like have a base and try to protect that base from like an onslaught of zombies?
No, it has great selection of weapons.
Yeah, but I have a lot of protect
weapons.
Base games in like every game we own.
Another point though is like you always say that, you know, there's like the best zombie game or there's the best first person shooter, but you always make the point that just because a game's not perfect, it could still be really good. Does that mean you shouldn't play it?
It could still be good, but I just don't see the point of Call of Duty putting in zombies in their game. First of all, they already have such a huge franchise in the first place. Do they really need to bolster it with a zombie game type?
Well, why not?
Because they could easily, if they're as money-grubbing as they say they are, they could just release that as another game.
True.
There's already enough like zombie games on the market that have been done and done well. It's like Space Marines. There's enough Space Marines on the market that have been done, and they're done well. I just don't see a reason why we need to keep beating a dead horse with the zombies.
It's just an extra mode that people seem to like.
It's nice. And I'm not upset about it. I don't really mind that it's in there, but I'm not going to get it for zombie mode.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but if you do get it, I mean, you might as well play it.
And I don't know if I would even do that. If I want to play a zombie game, I'll put in Left 4 Dead.
True.
I have Left 4 Dead, too, so.
Have you played Dead Rising?
I have played Dead Rising.
I love
that's
that game.
That's an interesting game.
Everything's like, a weapon in Dead Rising.
That's like me saying, oh, my favorite first-person shooter is Halo, then I shouldn't play Call of Duty or Battlefield because those are not
those,
as good in my opinion.
With shooter games, there's such a variety. With a zombie game, it's like you got the Dead Rising, you got Left 4 Dead, and then you can bunker down. If I wanted to bunker down and defend something, I'd play Horde mode in Gears of War. If I wanted to play two bases, I'd play, you know, Team Fortress or something like that. If I wanted to play a survival horror game, I'd play Left 4 Dead just because I already have those.
Aren't zombie player games still like first-person shooter games, though, technically? So it's just a different version of those two.
Dead Rising's not really a first-person shooter. There's shooting aspects in it, but it's about as much as a first-person shooter as GTA is.
Yeah.
But if, like, this is... If this zombie mode is as good as everybody says it is, I haven't played it either. But
the only people I've heard that say it's good is Leaper, Twos, and Austin. I've heard Tom say it's pretty bad. I heard Andy say it's not very good. So I don't know who to believe.
Well, I think the reason they're putting it in this next one, they put it in their every other one, is specifically to draw people into the game. So it's got to be something amazing. I don't know.
And like I said, when I said I don't get the Call of Duties that have zombies, I didn't necessarily mean I don't get it because it has zombies. It just happens to be they're always in the ones I don't plan on getting. Because
like they put it out specifically.
Well, they're in their like spin-off games. They're not really in the
exactly. I don't want to get a Call of Duty game every year. And it always seems the spin-off games have zombies, and I don't get the ones with zombies in it just because I don't buy those spin-off games.
Yeah, and like I said, that's fine. I wasn't arguing that. It's just. You said you want a phone with internet, with music, all this. You know, if it can hold it, why not add a bunch of good things into one thing?
Well,
why not add a bunch
that's
of
the
things
thing.
In a video
They're
game
all
that are good?
Good things. I've heard conflicting reviews on the zombies.
Can
I just
try
think?
It.
I just think like say if I had a phone with all these things in there and there was an MP3 player and it wasn't very good, yet I had an MP3 player sitting next to me that was great. I would choose that. Just like if I had Call of Duty in my hands. And there's a zombie mode, and I want to play zombies. I'll probably take it out and put in Left 4 Dead 2.
I think the question here is, would you give it a chance if you had the opportunity?
I'd give it a chance. Yeah, I'd give everything a chance. There's no reason I wouldn't give it a chance. Just I've heard conflicting reviews, and if I were going to play a zombie game right off the bat, I'd grab Left 4 Dead.
I think here's my problem with reviews. Have you ever had, like, a movie? I mean, this is completely different, but a movie review.
You think this is a movie?
Well,
where the critics are completely like, this movie sucks, it's terrible. You go out and see, like.
Well,
it's a pretty good movie.
At the same time, you know, you're slamming, you know, basing something off of reviews, but at the same time, you're telling me to play something off of your experience. So it's like.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, though, you can't always trust the reviews.
No, I can't. So
the only way you can truly know how something is to, you know, get out there and try it for yourself.
Exactly. I said I would try it, but, I mean, I have three people sitting here telling me it's really good, and I'm like, that's fine. You know, I'd be willing to try it, but then you say I can't trust the reviews. So it's like, well, what who I'm do
saying,
I believe?
What know? I'm saying is, don't take our word for it. Don't take Tom's word for it. The only way that you're
trying
to
I know. I'm completely agreeing with you. I said I will play it. Does someone have it?
No. And then you say, well, you say you'll like,
Austin has it.
If you played it in Call of Duty and you know it's cool, but it's not as good as Left 4 Dead, you take it out and play Left 4 Dead. Even though it's a completely different game, you might get a different experience. So when like a Halo 3 Weekend of Zombies comes out, mm-hmm. would you? And that's not nearly as fun as Left 4 Dead, but it's still fun in Halo, and it's the Halo version of zombies. So would you just take it out and put in Left 4 Dead?
No, and I'll put it this way: at the same time, that I don't think Infection's nearly as good as something like Left 4 Dead. I will play with you guys more in Halo than I could get you guys to play on Left 4 Dead. And it's a double experience weekend, which means more experience for me.
It is.
Which there's more things to sweeten that than just straight up Infection. If there was just an Infection playlist, I'd probably play it for a little bit, but I don't know, I'd probably get sick of it.
Like, I get what you mean. You know, certain games are made for certain, you know.
Yeah,
and like, obviously a game that's made specifically for zombies is going to be better than any game.
If I had Call of Duty and no Left 4 Dead or anything like that, and there was a zombie mode on there, I'm sure I'd be perfectly fine with it.
Yeah.
But if I felt like playing something with zombies, and I have both of those...
You're going to play a game that has, you know, made for zombies.
I'm going to play Left 4 Dead 2.
What if it offers, like, a different zombie experience, though? Like, maybe you want to play the Call of Duty version.
A different experience doesn't mean it's good, though.
No, I agree with that, but let's say you like Call of Duty, you like zombies, and then you mold them together, and people that like both of those things can play it, whereas, you know, like... Different games can offer you different experiences, but still be categorized under a zombie experience. But it can be like a different thing. Like, you get power-ups in the Call of Duty one, and you have all these different weapons that you don't have in Left 4 Dead. Then that could be a different experience.
It could be a different experience, but like I said, it's got to be a good experience. Like, I've had different experiences that haven't been very good.
I mean,
like Deadliest Catch, the video game. It's much different than any other video game I've ever played, and it's not very good. Yeah. I think it comes down to actually playing it, which I said, if anyone has it, wants to let me borrow it, I will play it to give it a shot.
Did you say that Austin has it, Stefan? Or?
Oh, I don't know if he has World at War anymore. I think he sold it.
Yeah,
no one probably really has it right now because, you know.
If someone has it, I'm willing to give it a try.
So you're okay
Email
with
us.
It being in there?
I don't mind it not being in there. Like, same with Halo. I don't mind Infection. But if I was in a zombie mood, if I want to play a zombie game, I have Left 4 Dead 2. It's in my CD case.
Okay, America, so if you have World at War, send Matt an email so he can get the game from you.
Yep, powerupodcast@gmail.com. If you have a version of World at War so I can play the zombie version to see how good it is, I will play it. And I'll give you props, and I'll review it.
All right.
All right. That was a long opening
segment.
All right. Let's move into some technology news.
Listen up, techies. We're going to trick your setup. It's time for tech news.
Developers. All right, first up, Apple attempts to patent kill switch that roots out unauthorized users and detects jailbreaks. Last week or the week before, I think it was last week, I mentioned that the Supreme Court upheld the fact that you can jailbreak your phones. Well, now Apple is creating something that if they can detect if your phone's jailbroken and shut it off. Which sucks. I don't see how they could do that if it's okay to do it. Maybe it's something in the contract.
Maybe
it's not like illegal to the part where you can like go to jail, but if it's in the contract you write with Apple that says I will not jailbreak this phone, maybe they can shut it off.
Now what is jailbreak though?
Oh, that's when they could get the apps and stuff for free, right?
Yeah,
that's it.
I thought we were talking about a phone that escaped from prison.
No. All right, buyer beware, misleading HDMI cables. Now, I have said this like a million times. An HDMI cable is a fucking HDMI cable.
Yeah.
You can spend $2 or you can spend $80, they're going to be the same. Because they transmit a digital signal, not analog. Like, have you ever had that when you connect your monitor with those pins?
Yeah.
Have you ever had one with like 3 pins left?
No.
I have, and you know what? The monitor looks exactly the same. So just because it says, this many hertz, that many hertz, gold plated, gas injected, shielded, it doesn't make it any better. So if you're buying an HDMI cable, remember, HDMI cables are the fucking same. I don't know how many people have told me, like,
I'll go over to like a friend's house. You guys know him. I'm not gonna call him out on the air, but he's like, check out these HDMI cables. They're gold plated. They make the picture look so perfect. I'm like, it's the same with mine, you know, and mine aren't gold plated. Now, if it was analog, that'd be a completely different story.
True.
I think the gold plated is just to make it so like something doesn't bad happen to the connection. Like, not like, like, you're right, each cable is going to react the same, but in the long run, maybe you might step on your cord or something. The gold plate is there for, like, protection, I believe.
I think there's protections in the regular HDMI cables, they're just not gold.
Okay.
I love gold.
Well, is it real gold? Because gold is actually one of the most malleable metals of
real gold.
It's actually really weak.
Hmm. But, yeah, and I know, like, monster cables are, like, super thick, so, like, I guess they're, like, you can step on them and they're fine, but I bought two Rocketfish cables for $10, and they're extremely thick and they work really well.
I think that's what mine is. It's a monster one.
Monster?
Yeah. But I just bought it. I wasn't shopping.
Cameron Diaz tops malware bait list. Cameron Diaz is the most dangerous celebrity search on the web. So if you're searching for Cameron Diaz, be careful of the sites you go to. Apparently, President Obama is 49. Sarah Palin is 50. Andy Roddick is 14. Lady Gaga is 37. And Justin Bieber is number 46 on the list of the top 50 dangerous celebrity searches.
Dangerous.
Danger zone.
All right. Al Franken goes ballistic on Verizon, Google, Comcast, and NBCU. You guys know who Al Franken is, right?
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live. I remember when he was running for the Senate in Minnesota, I saw some things on TV of people that didn't like him. And this guy's like a really politically sound mind, even though he's a comedian. And people were like, he's just a big goof. I don't want such a big goof to be my senator. Anyways, he goes ballistic on these companies because they want to create a premium internet, where if you pay a higher price, you can get to sites faster than other people. Basically the complete opposite of like net neutrality. Like companies like Apple and Microsoft, and I wish I still had this graphic. I don't think I have it anymore. But they're all behind the fact that if you pay for internet, everyone gets the same speed.
Yeah.
But some companies think that they should be able to charge you more so you can actually get to sites at a reasonable speed.
So basically you're saying they're like the commies of the internet.
The commies of the internet, that's right.
So like Cox does.
But the main thing is it all comes down to like the internet's not based in one country.
Yeah.
It's just the internet. And these people want to take all these sites from everywhere you go to and kind of police them themselves and telling you, well, you can get to this site this fast and you can get to that site about this fast.
They're out.
That's basically what Cox does and all the other internet's providers. Because they just sit there. They could give everybody, you know, equal speed, but then they just cap it off at different levels to get you to pay more.
That's gay.
Yeah. I'm sure Cox sits back there with, like a boot button.
And a dildo.
People's bottoms and a dildo, exactly. And they just sit there, and they're like, about every hour or so on the hour, they hit it. And then wait for all the phone calls to come
in. They're probably constantly like, oh, shit, Stefan, crap.
They bugged it. Ooh, almost, you know, when they're installing wires into your house and stuff, they bug your house to make sure you're not talking bad about them.
Yeah. It's true. Every time we're talking bad about them, we get cut out of Xbox Live. It's awesome.
It's like they know.
Like, this podcast will probably magically get lost on that computer.
Yeah, see if the podcast gnomes come back. They were around for a while. Like, I would upload a podcast to Podomatic. The next day, it'd be gone. I didn't know what happened for a while. It happened for, like, 4 weeks in a row.
It's Cox.
All right, last in technology. We're only going to do half this list. We're going to do half the list next week. This is top 50 greatest technological inventions of the past 25 years.
Ooh.
So we're going to kind of zoom through this since there's 50. We're going to do 25 this week. We'll go to we'll go to number 26, and we'll do 25 through 1 next week. Number 50 is hybrid cars made popular by the Toyota Prius.
What's up?
In 96.
Sell those.
49, the mini disc, made popular by Sony. 48, color plasma display, made by Fujitsu.
Nah.
Who knew? 47, optical computer mouse.
Ha ha.
Ah, yeah. Sweet. Made popular by HP.
Oh boy.
46 LED headlights. Those fucking blue bastards.
Hey, I got those.
God damn it. Those things are so fucking bright compared to everyone else.
Yeah.
You're driving, you're used to all these other lights coming next to you, then all of a sudden there's these huge blue lights. You're like, fuck.
I used to hate them, but now I have them.
45 electronic tolls. I don't know why that's a great technological invention. 44 OLED TV.
Yeah.
OLED.
43 Blu-ray.
Ho ho.
42 satellite TV.
Yeah.
41 recordable DVDs.
Yeah, yeah.
I use those a lot. 50 lithium rechargeable batteries.
Them's my boys.
39 DVD.
Yeah.
What's that?
38 CDR. The fuck? Where's 37? There's no 37. It goes from 38 to 36.
Sweet.
37 is actually the number 37.
I wonder if anyone's made a comment on this.
Probably just jumped off the page. Like, fuck you guys.
And in their list here, it's got 50 through 1. It goes 39, 38, 36, 35.
Huh.
I don't know if we can trust the validity of this list now. 36, online stock trading. I own 2 stocks. Did you guys know that?
You own what?
I own 2 stocks.
I don't own shit.
They're not very good.
E-Trade.
35, pop Doppler radar. I don't know.
That reminds me. You know when you said, like, your friend Dylan put money into an account and it, like, grows over time?
George.
Or George, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know those, like, that's not guaranteed? That's, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Those are, like, it's basically, like, you give the money to a company and they play the stocks for you, and if they do good, then you do good.
You know, Roth IRA. Then,
yeah, pretty much, I think.
I don't know. He said he just said he did it. He
so
didn't
basically,
really
you're not even
it.
Like guaranteed the money you put in back.
You can't do like a high yield bank account.
I have that.
Yeah.
You put money in and you can't touch it for however long, but also it amounts interest over time.
You also do CD accounts, can't you?
Yeah.
Like you can do those in a short amount of time, like 6 months or something.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be great for SGC. You put everyone's if you can get everyone's hotel money early. I did it through was it Ally Bank or something? I didn't do it. I just looked it up. And do their yield, like, we might get enough back from the CD to have enough to pay for everyone's gas.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, but then I'd need everyone's hotel money by, like, late December.
Good luck with that.
So, yeah. Exactly. I didn't get some hotel money until, like, a couple weeks before we left Leaper.
And then didn't even show up.
All right, 34, MPEG-4. 33, flash memory. That's very important. 32, Bluetooth. 31, commercialized GPS.
Love it.
30, home audio editing.
Oh, snap.
Hell yeah. That's what we're using right now.
Woo.
29, home video editing.
Woo.
28, camcorders.
Yeah.
Delicious.
27, digital SLR. And 26, multi-core processors.
I think you should go to 25 because there was no whatever number.
All right. There's 37. No 37. All right,
37
we're going to go to 25.
Is penises.
You get one more, and that is it.
37 is penises. That was invented in the last 25 years.
Yep.
Indeed.
Before then, it was just a myth.
Now it's a legend. 25, satellite radio.
Satellite radio.
That's it for technology news. Let's move on to some news.
Time to take a break from gaming news. It's time for the Power Up News Report.
It is Anchor Man! Not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact, huh?
All right, we got 2 stories about backpacks. First one's Grizzly. Grizzly find in search for Japanese centenarians.
So people who are 100 years old?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Apparently, the remains of a 104-year-old woman was found in her son's backpack.
That's disturbing.
Yep.
But I bet he's probably taking it to some temple or something.
I don't see what's so wrong
now,
with it.
No, apparently, he was taking it out every now and then to wash her.
Yes.
Guess how long she was in said backpack.
Really? Very
6
long.
6 years.
A year.
Did you hurry up?
3 years.
Stefan was the closest. It was a decade.
Wow.
Wow.
1 decade in this backpack. Like,
how'd they find it?
First, we have a story last week or whatever where the guy was like dead for 25 years but claimed as alive, and they just kept his mummified body up there, and now we're getting dead people in backpacks for 10 years. Shit. What goes on in that fucking country?
It kind of reminds me of the Jason Voorhees, the new movie where they found his mom's head in the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Apparently, officials in Japan have been checking on the whereabouts of citizens, about over 100, amid concern that relatives have failed to report deaths in order to draw out their pension payouts. So they were looking in on...
Well, shit. I mean, you got so many freaking people in that country, it's probably hard to keep track of everyone.
Well, they're only keeping track of people over 100.
They just have one guy standing up on a building. One, two...
Hey, you! You don't
three.
Run away from me!
Ah, shit, I lost Ken.
All right, next up in backpack news. Gun in backpack wounds 10-year-old boy. Now, first you're like, aw, poor kid. No, fuck this kid.
He's packing a backpack.
A 10-year-old boy wounded in the arm by a gunshot accidentally shot himself during an attempted robbery on a city bus. Police said the boy, being treated at Seattle's Harborview Medical Center, would probably face charges of robbery and a weapons violation when he is released. Police said a 17-year-old Metro Transit man on a Metro Transit bus was surrounded by a group of juveniles, including the 10-year-old boy, who ordered him to empty his pockets. The older youth said the 10-year-old unzipped a backpack and reached inside. The older boy, fearing the younger one was about to reach for a gun, grabbed him in the scuffle and scuffled to the ground. The gun fired from inside the bag, wounding the 10-year-old boy.
Wait, so a 10-year-old boy was trying to... My God. Epic the hell's wrong with
fail.
This country, dude? I mean, Jesus, 10-year-olds are trying to stick up a bus now? Dude, you're probably not even old enough to ride the rides at Six Flags.
Well, you don't have to be a certain age. You just have to be tall enough.
Yeah, he's probably not tall enough because he's 10.
It could be like a 10-year-old Great Khali. Yeah. He's like 6'1".
He's hardcore, man.
From Mumbai.
His excuse was, oh, shit, I thought it was a squirt gun.
Oh, shit, I thought it was a squirt gun.
That's what she said.
All right. Stupid things Americans believe. I'm only going to do a few of these because some of them are will lead to stupid arguments. Not here, but people listening. They're going to email us and go, no.
Nobody emails us.
No.
Is one what? Of them that no, the South
no,
will
no,
rise
we got
again?
A fan email saying she what? Loves us.
You told us that.
I don't think
I thought I told you that.
Quiet.
I don't think you turned
listen here, young lady. We love you, too.
Yeah.
We
what
do.
You wearing?
Fan
and there she goes.
And she's gone.
It was nice having you.
She's gone. She's all gone.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently, a huge number of Americans believe the moon landing was staged.
Yeah.
Apparently, 18% of Americans believe that the sun revolves around the earth.
And they're all blonde.
Nearly one-third of Texans believe that dinosaurs and humans roam the Earth at the same time.
I'm sure they do.
51% of Americans do not believe in evolution. 10% believe environmentalists intentionally caused the oil spill. And over half of Americans get their news from Fox News.
Yeah.
And MSNBC. So don't be all like, you liberal. No. Both of them fucking suck.
I don't watch the news.
I watch Fox News and CNN.
I watch CNN. CNN's fine, but it's a lot of, we got iReporter down on the field.
Yeah.
It's just some kid who's like, I was down here during the crash.
I watched The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and the Colbert Report.
That's a very effective news source.
I know. They don't exaggerate anything.
You know, it's a lot funnier when you actually know what's going on, too. If you watch CNN and then go watch The Daily Show, you're like, I get it.
Yeah, usually I'm just sitting there, I don't know what's going on, but there's a lot of lights and flashy things, so I like
and
it.
Laughter.
All right. Laughter. Carton Conert, American hero, accused of exposing himself and brandishing shotgun all while wearing child's banana costume.
Nice.
Fuck out of guy.
Carlton Conner is living the American dream. According to his Facebook page, the Sequim native is 21, engaged to be married, and loves his life in the Marine Corps. He also allegedly enjoys a different sort of pastime, dressing up in a little kid's banana costume and wreaking havoc.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
Way yeah.
Wish I had that on my soundboard. That's a good one to put on.
There you go.
Port Angeles police first got a call about a man in a banana suit around 6 p.m. last night. The caller was at a Wendy's where she said Conner had just exposed himself to a customer. Next hand came banana. A call from a local department store where Conner and his buddy were apparently doing 360s in the parking lot in Dodge Stratuses. The final emergency call came shortly after from a local ranch where Conner, still in his banana suit, mind you, allegedly got out of his car holding a shotgun and started talking some gibberish about white supremacy.
Peanut butter jelly and a
so
shotgun.
So, reminder to all you kids out there, don't smoke crack.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Apparently, they don't know if he was on anything.
Apparently, he was just like, hey, it seems like fun.
Guy's just fucking nuts.
He was crazy on bananas.
And as he was getting arrested, he was like, I'm sorry, I thought it was America.
You might have said he's gone bananas.
Oh! You. Yeah, you, sir. Leaper. You.
Ooh, that is the funniest thing you've said ever.
Thanks.
Which is kind of sad.
Bank on it.
All right, are we ready for some Halo reach around?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm always good for a reach around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
All right, let's do it.
Come on over to my place later.
Prepare yourself. This is Halo Reach Around 2010. Get some.
All right, Stefan, why don't you take us away here?
I don't know.
Carry on.
Let's see what to discuss. There's a new while we're on the subject of zombies and how we had a great zombie discussion earlier. A new zombie game type or game mode in Halo Reach, or it's more like a game type. It's not its own mode, but basically it's called Safe Haven and it's part of Infection. And here's a little overview of it. Players die in one hit, and killing zombies is hard. And the whole goal is to, like, get to these safe havens, which are kind of like zones or territories.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get in the territory, a timer starts, a 15-second timer that counts down that can't be stopped once you get in. And inside the zone, you are immortal, and you can kill zombies in one hit. But as soon as that thing counts down to zero, goes to a different location, and you're a sitting duck. So, and zombies can, like, tumble around, which, in my opinion, I translate that as they can do, like, somersaults like the elites can. And, I don't know, I just think this sounds kind of fun.
Are zombies
like, imagine a bunch of you getting to a safe haven. As soon as that turns zero, you really got to work together to make your way out.
Or you abandon the slowest guy and you say, fuck you, you're baked.
Can you push people down?
shoot one guy in the leg and just run off.
And zombies won't be slow. And humans will have the run ability, which makes it sound even funner.
That does sound legit.
Or more fun, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Yeah.
This could be interesting.
It's a nice way to stop, like, camping in zombies, because Infection usually you just bunker up in one room and then, like, hey, and then until one guy fucks it up.
Someone's got to guard the back door.
Yeah, one guy fucks it up, yeah, and then somebody comes right in your back door. I hate when that happens. Just jumps right in there and destroys everybody because one guy fucks it up. But, yeah, it sounds pretty cool. I don't know about points and all that. I assume the more havens you get, the better. But, yeah, I like that. You're basically screwed while you're running. And as soon as you get in that haven, you dominate. But then traveling each one, that's where the fun comes in.
Getting screwed while you're running is never easy, let me tell you.
Never. Never at all.
Sounds difficult and wet.
Gets a little slippery sometimes.
To touch up on Firefight, because we haven't really talked much about the new, like, Firefight and the updates it's gotten. It's got matchmaking.
Yeah.
It's got versus where awesome. You can have a couple of elites, players controlled, so they're along with their whole, like, Covenant army. Huh. And their job is to screw the Spartans. Yeah.
Now, and then I love that, because when I get split up in matchmaking, that's, like, the most fun I have. Is it just screwing the team I get stuck on?
And, you only get points when you're on the Spartan team. So you're trying to live as long as you can, kill as many as you can get to get points, just like an ODST. But the elites, they don't get any points, so it's not like unbalanced because, you know, you got a whole army on your side, so you get tons of points. But so it evens out, and you each take turns doing, you know, you spend one round on the Spartans, then you go to the elites the next round. So that sounds pretty cool. Buggers are out of the Firefault. The Firefault. I just read default and Firefight together. The Firefault. The default Firefight. Fuck. Fish, dish, kish, fish, da, da, da. Anyways, the buggers, those things that fly around that are dicks to...
Fuck those things. Fucking,
yeah, those things suck, especially in Firefight. So those are out. Black Eye Skull is out of the default. You can turn it on your own, but it's not going to be on the default setting. Black Eye is the one where you got to melee to get your health back. That thing sucks balls.
Oh, fuck.
It's got tons of customization. You can customize each wave, like... how you want. You can turn on unlimited armor abilities. You can make your own classes. Like, you want to start, you want to make a class, call it Fucksville, make it Invizo with shotguns and rockets.
Hell yeah.
And unlimited, you can do that. You can do all basically all the custom game stuff. You can change the enemies to be all grunts with rocket launchers if you want. You can
all hunters.
Yeah, all hunters. You can do all kinds of crazy stuff. That basically covers Firefight.
How about the new vehicles, or just vehicles in general, not necessarily the new vehicles.
Let's talk about this.
What's
you got? You know, the mongoose. That's still there. That's still good. I believe in Forge you can change the colors of the mongoose to be team specific.
I think you can too.
Like red and blue.
I think
and
I
stuff
remember
like
seeing
that
in one of their videos.
That was in their game type too, where like
racing
the warthogs are actually the hill.
Oh yeah, the warthog is the hill. That's pretty neat.
That looks really fun.
You can make it so the hill is right on the warthog and it'll travel around with it, so you need to get in the warthog to be in the hill. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
What happens if you blow it up?
It's probably indestructible. But anyways, what else do we got? Warthogs, you know, and then you got the new rocket hog, which I believe is in Halo 1 PC. I know there was a rocket hog, but I don't know if it's like the same one
still goshogs?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Those
these are badass.
You got those two, and you got rocket hogs, so those look pretty cool. You got the Falcon, which is the new flying vehicle, and it has the two turrets on the side for people to, you know, sit there and gun.
You can man the turret rather than the Hornet right now, where people just kind of sit on the side with their battle rifles and try to shoot down people.
Yeah. The only disadvantage is the pilot can't shoot anything, so you really need it. It needs other people on it.
So it's like the Warthog.
Yeah, that's a flying Warthog.
It's like the Warthog of the air.
The air hog.
I forgot what the heck the new Ghost Wraith variant.
Isn't it called it's not called the Vampire, is it?
No.
For some reason I thought it was
something called
a
Wraith.
No. Not a Wraith, it's not a Vampire. Vampire is some vehicle in Halo. It's in Halo Wars. They're like these flying ship things.
I can look it up real
quick. Or is it a roast?
No. Anyways, well, he looks up the name. What it is it's a two-seater ghost type thing where it fires Wraith bullets, but they're not as powerful, but the speed is a little bit faster between shots, you know, where you can shoot again. And you have one guy sitting in the middle, and it's kind of a smaller vehicle, kind of medium-sized, and it's fast and agile like a ghost where you can boost and everything, but it has those like powerful shots. And it has a guy just sitting on the side of it. It looks really awesome, like if you want to do two-seaters. Which is awesome because there isn't any other two-seater.
Wait, so it's just
Covenant
a two-seater
vehicles.
With a guy, like, shoots? Like, his own gun?
Yeah, his own gun.
Oh.
So it's
like the Warthog
cool.
passenger seat sort of thing? Like,
But he's right on the right, yeah. Okay. And he's hanging off the vehicle, so there's nothing, like, blocking his front view or anything like
The Scorpion, wasn't that an ability to do that? And the Scorpion were...
You could have somebody in the turret, or in the old games, you could have somebody sitting on the side.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, Covenant vehicles, there's no other two-seaters, and now there is, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted, like, a two-seater Ghost, because Ghosts are awesome.
They are.
Oh, they are.
Those are it for the new vehicles. I'm trying to think, did you ever find the name of that?
I'm looking it up right now.
What other vehicles are there? There's all the, you know, the Banshee...
My brother, for some reason, wondering, he wants to know if you could fly at Phantoms.
Phantoms? No.
Yeah,
those are those big Covenant
ships. Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either. Maybe in a campaign you could, but I don't see it in multiplayer at all.
Oh, that's right, the campaign, there's some, like, flying in space.
Yeah, there's space combat, which is pretty cool.
I remember seeing that.
And in matchmaking, there's a map. If we ever talk about the maps that are revealed, like, right before it comes out, they have one map that's kind of looks like Midship. It has the same art style, but it has like a tier that you shoot up into space, and you can actually shoot each other while you're going through space and stuff. It's
sweet.
It looks really cool.
I'm just gonna like barricade myself in my room.
I know,
for, like,
dude.
A year.
And last time we talked about weapons, and I found out more about the concussion rifle. And basically, it's like a brute shot for Covenants, where it fires these big plasma like shots at people. It looks really cool, actually.
I want it.
Some other stuff. While he's looking up that is, I don't know. We should probably wait till after you figure out the name to talk about that, because that might lead into a discussion. Because we kind of talk about it.
I'm trying. I can't find anything just easy on it. Like, it's just not.
It's not there.
I can't. Yeah. It's not like if I search Google, it's just like.
Yeah.
Brings me to a lot of posts of people like talking about new vehicles, but.
Yeah. Try looking up new Ghost/Wraith vehicle in Reach or something like that. Maybe. Our new Covenant vehicle in Reach or something like that. I'm sure that will probably jump to something, hopefully. But, I found out an official medal count, and this Matt and I have discussed.
Oh,
this.
Jesus Christ! There's a lot of medals.
Yeah, there's 120 unique medals in Reach.
Jesus.
I think Halo 3 has somewhere around 40.
Jesus.
40 to 50, and Reach has 120.
Oh yeah.
What about achievements?
It has 1,000.
No, I found a picture.
Like 1,000 points.
Oh.
Not 1,000 achievements. That'd be insane. But Halo 3 did get up to like 750 achievement points total with all DLC and everything considered. So I expect Reach to do the same, because they said they're going to get the same DLC support that all the other games have. So I expect to see a lot of map packs and stuff like that.
Bala.
For some reason, I think it starts with an H.
Hedgehog?
No.
The Halo Mobile.
No, 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 no.
The Halo Mobile. Painted it blue. Called the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Someone's saying it's called the Revenant?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
Revenant. So it didn't start with an H. Revenant is what it is. All right. So these medals.
Okay.
My stance is I really like all the medals, and the more medals, the merrier. So I'm digging. I don't know. It's the last game by Bungie, and I'm gonna be playing the shit out of this. So the more medals I have a chance to get, the better. And they're kind of broken up into multi-kill. Or, I mean, I guess those are pretty standard, but you have ones like Bungie.net exclusives, kind of like Staketacular, and the Bungie.net Link one that they had in Halo 3. Well, they have like 12 of those now. Okay, and they have ones specific for Legendary Campaign, which is kind of cool. They have specific ones for Firefight. And then the rest are just multiplayer ones that you would pretty much think of. My favorite part is they have ones for, like, Plasma, or Sticky Grenade sprees, which is awesome, Hammer sprees, and all the weapons that you would think should have a spree, because if a sword has a spree, and whatever the fuck, you know, everything else, Sniper and all that, then the other power weapons should. But go on with what you were going to say.
I think, like, I don't mind that there's a lot of medals. Like, it's fine. I just think there's way too many medals that are extremely easy to get.
Yeah,
like, the First Strike medal, that's easy to get. Close Call, that's extremely easy to get.
Fire your weapon.
The EMP is incredibly easy to get, especially if you have a grenade launcher. You know, the Beatdown medal, it's so easy to get. I just think if we're going to have 120 medals, how about, like, I don't know, have 120 medals that take something to get. Even like an assassination, that at least takes you being able to get behind a person to assassinate them.
Stick someone in the crotch from 900 yards away.
And where I disagree is that, like, I understand where he's coming from, and I don't think it's stupid that he thinks that. I mean, that's perfectly fine. It is kind of weird that you have, like, medals that you're going to have tons of and then some little, but in my opinion, like, I mean, with, like, Beatdown medals and stuff in Halo 3, those didn't really detract from the game. And with these new medals, like the First Strike, you know, the First Strike is if you get the first kill of the game. With something like that, you're going to have tons of if you do, but I kind of like that you're going to know how many times you did that. And the only way, I mean, sure, they could put it in stats. They could put it in stats and just not make it a medal, but basically in Halo, medals kind of are stats, because a lot of them really aren't, like, something special except for the sprees and the multi-kills, but
it would be a great medal. Game-winning kill medals.
Yeah, that'd be kind of neat, too, but
like, see how many times you just, like, got the game-winning kill, or
but, yeah, I just kind of like to know, like, something like an EMP, I agree, that's just kind of dumb. I mean, basically, it goes to noob combo or a grenade launcher. That's basically all you're going to get it for.
Yeah.
And I don't really think that's special, but there's people out there, I'm sure, that like that kind of thing. So I guess there is a reason for it.
Cheap
but
assholes.
Then you get ones for, like, killing somebody while they're reloading, opportunist. And maybe some people like that kind of... Like, I like to know how many times I did that, just for, you know, an odd stat. So I don't really mind it as much.
Yeah, and like you said, you could put that in a stat without it being a medal, which I agree with more, because of the basic point of a medal... is it's like an achievement.
Yeah.
I mean, how much of
it is cool.
It's not really much of an achievement to get an EMP kill. It's extremely easy to do. Well, I'm not going to be upset that it's in there. I don't really care that much. I just think that if it wasn't in there, I'd be completely fine with it, cuz it's just so easy. It's a dime a dozen, you know.
Well, it's like in Halo 2, you got medals for beatdowns, and you get a beatdown, you get a medal.
Yeah, it's like in...
How hard is that to
and
do?
And like I said, with in Halo 2, if you snipe someone no matter where in the body, in the head, you got a snipe medal.
Yeah.
And in Halo 3, you only got a snipe medal if you shot him in the head. And I think something with like a beatdown, because you get a beatdown medal if you take down their shields with your gun and then hit them once.
Yeah.
I think why don't you get a beatdown medal if you don't shoot them? You only hit them.
Well, that's just what the assassination medals are, though.
Yeah, but if you don't assassinate them, if you hit them from the front.
Oh. Assassination's just hitting in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think if you're gonna have those, make it a little bit
like a double beat.
Make it something you have to do.
Like you hit them once and you hit them again, or just like one hit, they're dead.
No, just hit them twice.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, I don't think is that even possible to just hit them once in the front.
If you no, didn't take not if they have full shields.
You know what I'd kind of like, and this is gonna suck. I mean, this is gonna sound kind of lame because it would kind of break Halo tradition from what it's been since the start, and a lot of fun moments have been assassinations.
Yeah.
But with the new like. Animation assassinations, sure, they take a while, but I think that would be cooler to only have that as a back thing and just make anything else just beat down. Say it's somebody in the back, you just have to hit him one more time.
Oh, yeah.
And you kill him, and that would be considered a beat down.
Well, that'd be nice.
Whereas then you could save the assassinations for strictly the animations, but I know a lot of people wouldn't like that, and I don't even know if I would like that, but it's an idea, I guess.
Well, the thing that got irritating with the assassinations and beat downs now is that people do this fucking where they jump in the air before they even hit the ground, they beat you down, and I hate that. So I don't know who discovered how to do that, but...
Oh, the jump over your head thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing sucks.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass. Also, I hope they toned down the melee a little bit in Halo Reach, just because it was so freaking strong in Halo 3.
Oh, God.
Just a simple spray and a hit would
a
kill
you. A quick hit, yeah.
Yeah.
And it became like the main way to kill someone.
Are these guys like, not wearing, like... 1,000-pound super-powered suits. Like.
Apparently now the budget went a little low, so they're actually using plastic.
Then again, you do think of like Battlefield, and I think in Call of Duty it's the same. A melee is basically a knife strike, and that's one hit.
Yeah, one hit and you're dead. At least it's a knife.
Yeah.
At least it's a weapon.
They should in Halo make it something
else. And look at this Spartan. Look how much armor a Spartan has compared to
They should make it just
warfare.
Like some...
And it's not quite as easy just to run up to someone and melee them in those games.
That's true.
Yeah. You'd get mowed down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That's more of like a sneak up on someone than knife.
Yeah,
like
then again, warfare, in those games you do die a lot quicker by basic
no
guns regardless. Yeah.
It's more realistic play.
Yeah.
All right, and that is it for Halo Reach Around this week. Pretty much blew my load on that one, so I got to come up with a bunch more shit to get.
I think you blew our loads, too.
Don't worry, we have, 2 weeks?
I think we have three more shows.
Two, we do have three more shows, because we got a show right before.
But we got stuff to talk about. We can talk about campaign, we can talk about maps.
Talk about me.
Fuck you.
What? Talk about Leaper. Next week on Halo Reach Around, we talk about Leaper.
Why would we talk about things that no one gives a shit about?
Listen here, Leaper sucks. All right. Let's finish this podcast up with a little bit of gaming news.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamo.
Alright, 10 classic PC games that found new life on the iPhone. So if you got an iPhone, go out and get these games. First of all is Doom Classic. Number 2 is Myst. Never played Myst. Number 3, The Oregon Trail. The Oregon Trail is fun as shit.
Monkey Island, aren't they?
Oh my god. Number 4, The Secret of Monkey Island.
Jeez.
Damn, I'm good.
Called it. Nice.
Good job, Leaper.
Nice call.
Number 5, Plants vs. Zombies. Number 6, Beneath a Steel Sky. Number 7, Prince of Persia.
I heard in Plants for Zombies that they took out the Michael Jackson zombie after he died.
Oh, really?
Probably not a bad idea.
Number 8, Rogue. Number 9, SimCity Deluxe. And number 10, Worms.
Oh, that's a fun game.
Worms.
So far, the only console that has been released and has not been technically modded has been the PS3.
Yeah.
Until now.
Someone has
created a mod chip for the PS3.
Huh.
Woo!
Which pretty much just jailbreaks it so you can just download whatever you want.
Interesting.
So, if you have a PS3, go ahead and mod it. Nah, I'm just kidding. Don't do it.
It's not like you can get kicked out from playing any online games because they don't have good ones.
All right. 10 of the most widely believed video game urban legends. All right. Number 1, Finding the Triforce in Ocarina of Time. Apparently, you cannot find it.
No.
It's not in that game.
It does not exist.
But people to this day believe that it is.
Nope.
And there's, you know, there's 8 different explanations as to why people think they found it, so I'm not going to go through them all. 2, you can unlock Sonic and Tails in Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Nope.
Yeah, no, you cannot.
Did you know that they actually just now, I think it was Super Smash Bros. Melee, I'm pretty positive, just recently they found out a way to play as the hand?
No.
I think they finally discovered how to or something like that.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty neat.
Number 3, you can find Mew under a truck in Pokemon Red and Blue.
Nope.
People tell me this all the time. Like, I think Tom told me, like, he was going to find Mew under a truck or something when we had that Pokemon battle. I'm like, he's not there.
There's no trucks in fucking Pokemon.
4, the secret base in GoldenEye's dam level.
Doesn't exist.
Apparently there was a secret base.
3, Ling Ling's head in Halo 2.
Goddamn Ling Ling's head. Next is finding Leatherface / Bigfoot in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. They always said Bigfoot was in those, like, country parts in between the cities. And
see, there needs to be more games with, like, rare stuff like that that you can actually go out and find, because that'd be so much fun.
The best
I could seriously spend, like, a couple hours just searching for it.
Yeah, the best part about, like, the old games, like, I'm just going to use this, throw it out, Mortal Kombat, you know, when you fought Reptile and stuff like that. Back then, there wasn't the internet to know all these secrets, so when you discovered something like this, you were like, holy shit.
Or if someone told you, that's the only way.
It was a myth. It was a real myth, because one person would do it, and like, everyone like, no. But nowadays, you can just go on the internet, and there's like whole forum boards with everyone like, no, you can't do that, it's fake, blah, blah, blah. Like, shit.
Yeah. I spent 3 hours trying to figure this out.
Number 6, you can't get the ice key in Banjo-Kazooie.
You can, in the new one.
Yeah,
and the one on Xbox Live.
Yeah, on the arcade game.
Number 7, it's possible to revive Aeris in Final Fantasy VII.
Nope.
No, you cannot. Number 8, Shang Long in Street Fighter II. None of us will know that, so let's move on. 9, the cow level in Diablo. And 10, the Tomb Raider nude code.
I always hate those damn discussions. Like, I find these in the Mortal Kombat boards every once in a while. Like, there should be a nudality code, and like, dude.
No, there shouldn't.
You're a fucking girlfriend. Shit.
Nudality.
Watch some porn. Do something. Jeez. Why do you want to see a bunch of pixels jiggle around? Okay, that would be nice, but it's not something that needs to happen, like people say so.
No.
Leaper, this might be for you. Well, I guess not, because it's Sony Japan. Sony Japan to have a limited edition Gran Turismo 5 PS3 bundle in blue.
So like it's
a
blue.
It's a blue PS3 and a blue controller.
I'll buy it.
Gran Turismo 5, the game that finally came out.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah.
No, Duke Nukem Forever will be the game that finally comes out when it does.
And everyone's gonna be like, "Wow,
this is the shittiest game ever."
Great. We waited 10 years and bitched this much for this.
Nothing can live up to like it's like 12 years or something now. Yeah. Like nothing can live up to that much hype.
Yeah.
Okay, it could be the greatest thing ever. It could be like a cure for cancer. But if you hype it for 12 years, it's not gonna live up to that hype.
It's like if they're gonna live up to that hype, you're gonna play it and your head's gonna explode. Like
literally
blow up.
Portal 2 gets a release date. It's coming out February 9th,
2011.
Also, did you guys see anything about the DLC for Left 4 Dead?
Nope.
No.
Apparently, it's going to bridge the two games.
What?
It's going to bridge Left 4 Dead 1 and Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh, they're going to talk to the people or whatever.
And you should be able to play as the Left 4 Dead 1 characters, and like, if you have Left 4 Dead 2, in that DLC. It adds melee weapons to Left 4 Dead 1, and it you find out how Bill died, and then you can pick a party member to die.
Yeah.
Later in the story. Yeah.
That's funny.
Coach.
Sounds pretty cool.
Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Coach. All right. From crack.com, what gamer tags say about you?
Aha.
First up is Weed for Life 420. What you think it means, drugs are cool, so by association, I am too. What it really means, another stupid stoner, or worse, another stupid not even stoner. Either way, he's easy to kill because he won't shut up about how high he is.
Dude, so high right now.
Next is Quickscope 69X. What they think it means, are you alive? It's because I haven't noticed you yet. What it really means, I will die of old age before leaving this stupid perch to help my team. Everyone else is just getting annihilated, or scenery for me.
That's funny.
Next is, this is, they have capitalizer, but every other word is capital. Every other letter is capitalized.
Yeah.
The randomly capitalized letter makes my name look high-tech and cool. What it really means, I didn't have the foresight to realize what a pain this was going to be every time I need to type it in. Next is a sweaty nerd. What you think it means? Ha! Even Xbox will tell them you were killed by a sweaty nerd. What it really means? I am so desperate for attention I'll sacrifice my own identity for a weak joke. And I'm probably a juggalo. Gamertag Halo rocks Call of Duty. In your face, lame Call of Duty lovers. What it really means? I'm good at Halo, and I prefer Halo to Call of Duty. So I'm king of my own tragically low-aiming imaginary hierarchy.
I always find that so dumb. Like, Call of Duty and Halo, the fans of one game can't be, like, fans of another game. You always find that on Bungie's forums, you see all the time, fuck Call of Duty, whatever, and then you'll have, you know...
No, on Bungie's forums, you see fuck Halo.
Yeah, you see both. Because for some reason, people that hate, like, Halo go and bash Bungie on their own website. I don't know. But anyways, and then you find people that are like super Call of Duty fans are like, fuck that gay shit, that's lame. It's like, why can't you just like both for what they are?
I like both.
Shit.
I don't bash you the war game.
Alright, next is Need for Steve. What you think it means? I am both clever and whimsical. What it really means? I always yearned for this to be my nickname in school, and everyone laughed at me. Now I'm forcing it onto the internet. And last one, a gamertag I cannot pronounce. It's XR34P3RD347HX. What you really think it means? Fear my mad skills. What it really means? I've guaranteed that everyone calls me that asshole by both choice and necessity.
There should be another one on that list of the fucking people that have, like, they make their gamertag, but then the last letter they just repeat until it's out of character, like, character limit, like... Those fucking people just want to make them stand out more like those fucking attention whores.
Or someone with like MLG sniper, which means I love MLG, but I'm not good enough to compete in it myself. All right. Last in gaming news and last for the podcast.
Duke Nukem. Got one.
You got one?
Yeah, I got
one. Last for me. Duke Nukem Forever revived by Gearbox? Question mark? Apparently, Duke Nukem Forever, the title, has been picked up by Gearbox, the makers of Borderlands.
Woo!
So once again, Duke Nukem Forever is technically in development. Again. Now, at least Gearbox seems to be a somewhat stable company. They're not going to go under anytime soon. But I don't know. Unless Duke Nukem's picked up by, like, EA, it's the kiss of death to companies. Like, it's going down.
Yeah.
Gearbox is
it's
done.
Like hardcore bad luck.
Borderlands 2 is not coming out.
Besides, Duke's pretty old now. I mean, don't you think he's a little old to be kicking ass?
Maybe it's Duke Nukem Jr.
Like his little hellspawn
kid.
Maybe
it's Duke Nukem, another day at the nursery.
Okay.
But that'll do it for me.
And I got a couple stories. One... Cyrax and Katana were revealed for Mortal Kombat. Pretty sweet. That's something
yes.
we enjoy.
Woohoo.
They both look awesome.
Giggity.
That's all you really say about that. That's all I got to say about that. And then number two, Halo Reach was leaked by a bunch of hackers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Halo Reach, it was on what? Microsoft Marketplace to be downloaded by reviewers?
Yep. And
you
a
needed
bunch
a code?
Yeah, and a bunch of hackers finally hacked it, though they say they're not going to release it to the public. They're not going to put it on like torrent sites. Basically, they just wanted to hack it to hack it.
Just say they did.
But there's always this one jackass.
And puts it up there. And they say it's awesome. That's what they had to say.
Sweet.
Halo Reach is awesome.
Are they going to try to leak it on the forums, though? Talk about it?
Well, they... Oh, yeah. Well...
If so, you might want to stay off.
Yeah, Bungie said if you really want to, like, be surprised and, you know, go through campaign without any spoilers, now is the time not to go on their forum, because there's always douchebags. Like, Halo 3 was spoiled for me. I don't know if any of you guys knew that. I didn't really talk about it.
I don't think it was spoiled for me.
I knew that Sergeant Johnson died and that...
Sergeant Johnson died?
What?
That and Commander Keyes died. I knew they died. I think that's all they said.
Well, at least Master Chief didn't.
But with spoilers, it's kind of hard to tell because I didn't. I mean, when you see things, people just make up shit all the time, so I didn't really believe it. You just kind of pass it off with every other bullshit thing you see. So it wasn't like super spoiled, but
ooh, let's start our own bogus spoiler. I got it. Noble Six is an elite.
Dear God.
Yeah, he's an elite. pretending to be a human.
No, he gets raped by an elite. In the end.
No, he's the demon spawn of a human and elite.
Well, yeah, that is it.
All right. Well, that'll do it for the podcast. Remember, search us on your social media sites. We're on everything.
Everything.
Next week, I don't want to spoil it because I got this habit of where I really want to do something and then I figure out how to do it and it's a lot harder than I think. But I'm going to try and have this podcast broadcast live, hopefully, next week. I don't know what website, but we'll give it a shot. And I'll try and get a copy of Call of Duty World at War to try their zombie version.
So remember, email us.
Yeah, email us if you haven't. Anyways, with that said, this is Matt, signing out.